So how's your Valentine's Day? Not so good? Oh, sorry. But back to the internet. Online dating is now a billion-dollar business with websites and apps and at least one online coaching class. Dating coach Kimberly Kohler charges people $200 for that class, but for individuals, it's $495 to learn how to navigate the online dating scene. Kimberly Kohler joins us from Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. So, Kimberly, what kinds of mistakes do people make when they put themselves out there online?
The biggest mistake that online daters do is they talk very negatively about what they don't want for a partner. And so they end up attracting exactly what it is that they don't want. People are drawn to that. So when you're writing your profile, you want to make sure that it is speaking to somebody that you're looking to attract. So when they read it, they go, oh, that's me.
Right. Rather than saying, oh, that's me, when it's what they've said they don't want and oddly being attracted to it. And then talk about navigating the online world. In a study released this month by Match.com, of course, they have a vested interest in presenting online dating in a positive way. But nearly 30% of people surveyed said they considered a FaceTime or Skype session to be a date. They also said, for instance, funny is the new sexy. 90% of single men say having a sense of humor is just as important as physical attractiveness. 97% of women said the same thing. So how would you guide a client in that direction?
So what I actually recommend is having a phone date. And in that phone date, you're really only taking 10 or 15 minutes to get to know that person a little bit better and really to weed them out. So you're not wasting your time and going on a date with somebody and sitting there and showing up and going, oh my goodness, if I would have known this, I would have never gone on this date.
And by the way, waste their time too.
Exactly.
And again, to be clear, phone date as opposed to FaceTime or Skype session when you might be distracted by how someone looks.
Correct.
Yeah. What else would you know, what kinds of tips would you give people when they make it to the first date?
Making sure that you have your phone tucked away is absolutely imperative. Invest the time and make sure that you are actually present. So I wouldn't say leave the phone in the car just because I think it's good to have your phone with you just for safety reasons. But make sure that you tuck it away and that it's not accessible for you so that way you're not tempted to look at it. Also, a lot of times people don't take a first date with an online date serious. Dress to impress. Make sure that you put the time and energy into how you look. And what's important to learn is what to share and when. One of the biggest things that I think daters struggle with right now is that our life is moving so fast, so we expect our connections to be instant. And it doesn't work that way. So taking time and investing in somebody and getting to know them and know them for who they are at first, but not giving them too much of yourself is very important.
But when you do start communicating with someone, the research showed women do not want sexting from men. Men don't want texts until after work hours. And both men and women don't want misspellings and don't want bad grammar.
The grammar and misspellings is huge. I started online dating back in 1998, and I am dyslexic. And that was always a very big struggle for me because even with spell check, I can baffle it. I can spell a word wrong 10 times and still not come up with the word I'm looking for. And so people do judge you on that. I myself actually had somebody way back then send me a message and say, you know, you seem like a really nice person, but from your errors in your profile and in your message, I just don't think we're a match because I'm looking for somebody who's a little bit more educated.
Well, and how sad, because that's not your issue. It was, as you said, dyslexia.
Correct. You know, we judge very harshly, and our nemesis really is now we've gotten so used to texting people and between the mobile apps that allow you to use your cell phone, we're automatically in the mode of shorthand. So we are actually sending messages that have more errors in them and actually pushing people away from us.
A couple last thoughts from the Match.com survey. When it comes to emojis, the most used is the wink. Women are more likely to use the smiley face. Men more likely to use heart eyes. The emoticon with the two little heart eyes. I don't know why I find that slightly disturbing. And monogamy is in. 89% of the respondents in the survey, they believe they can stay married to the same person. And they also believe that they can find love. Take the temperature of singles out there. How are they feeling about whether online love is even possible?
I think that there's a lot of singles out there that are very discouraged because I coach both men and women. And what I think is very interesting is that both parties want the same thing. I have just as many men come to me saying that women are not serious about online dating as much as I have women who come to me and say, men are not serious about online dating. And the reality is that they both are very serious. They just lack the skills. What they're struggling most with is figuring out how do you bring yourself from the real world and convey and paint a picture of what you want online. And then once doing that and connecting with someone, bringing that online experience to offline into real world connections.
That's dating coach Kimberly Kohler. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
You're welcome.